Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am proud to bring you another episode of this amazing podcast titled Mind the Pussy That Pays You. Are you a little intrigued? What is minding the pussy that pays you? You're about to find out. But it's really one of those things where you are, you know, minding your business. You know, they say how they say minding the business that pays you. Well, when it comes to your pussy, you're minding your own pussy and not worrying about anybody else's, is all I'm saying. So I created a little scenario here where, you know, some girlfriends wanted to have a little bit of conversation about that. So I'm excited to give you that this week. We will just have one episode this week, and then next week we'll go back to two episodes. I might have to rethink that because I've got a busy schedule, y'all. I got a lot of stuff coming up that I am very excited about. So let's get all of those amazing pleasantries out of the way, okay? All right, so June the 5th, I will be in Columbus, Ohio at the Valleydale Ballroom as a vendor for the Rip the Runway Fashion Extravaganza. Yes. So I will be there showcasing my vendor skills at the table with some of my books. I'll have you have an opportunity there to have a listen on the audiobook, but I also have some novelty items. I got a couple of sexy rompers that I'm introducing for the first time, and also some sexy kitten t-shirts. So if you're in Columbus, Ohio, and you can make it to the Valleydale Room on Saturday, June the 5th, from, I believe it is 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. Plus, you can get an eye and a pulse on the fashion happenings here in the Midwest and check that out as well. So, June the 5th, mark your calendars for that. Now, June the 10th. Wow, like I said, I'm very busy these days. So, in June the 10th, and that evening is approaching again, if you are in Columbus, Ohio. So I will be in Columbus, Ohio for a little bit, guys. Come and see me and a lot of other beautiful and talented women and men. And let's have ourselves a night of fun and erotica. Risque is putting on Sticks, Brims, and Seduction at Culture Lounge, 6170 Bush Boulevard, and that is 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. You can get your tickets by visiting www.risquepoetry.com/attend. I know they've got different packages there. They've got general seating. They've got some VIP seating. It's a BYOB event where you will have special wristbands and the attendants will serve you. And at the same time, you can come and get a listen to some amazing, 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 sensual, sexy, erotica. Yes, I do that too. Yeah, so I told y'all I had a lot going on here. Last, but definitely not fucking least. And I'm gonna say that again with my chest. Last, but not fucking least, my audiobook has been released, baby. Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby has been released on audio. I told y'all June 1st, right? Well, I got a very pleasant surprise. My book was actually released on the 27th. So imagine how a sister was feeling knowing that her book was out there. But not only is it out there, you may have an opportunity to listen to my book for free. Yes. All I ask is that you leave a review. Just leave a review. So if you've never subscribed for Amazon Audible, what you can do is download the Audible app. Select my book, Getting Back to Happy, Getting Back the number 2 Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and subscribe to Amazon Audible. They'll give you a 30-day free trial. And while you have that 30-day free trial, listen to my book. And you can cancel the trial before it's up, which means you'll be able to listen to my book for free. But I want you to listen. I've gotten some amazing reviews, guys. I had a gentleman message me and tell me, he said, hey, when's your next book coming out? He said, I have not read a book in 30 years, but I read your book in less than 24 hours. So it's saying something. And that's the Audible. He listened to that. So write a review. Once you're done listening, go out and write a review. I'm expecting great things, amazing things from this audiobook. And I would be remiss if I did not mention, that this audiobook is being narrated none other than by E. Kane, by the official E. Kane. E. Kane has over 60,000 followers on Instagram. And not only that, she has narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books. So she comes with a very, very extensive resume. So I want to extend a huge thank you for E. Kane for her amazing work on this project. She's going to make you laugh. She's going to make you cry. She's going to make you get angry. She's going to make you get horny. E. Kane is going to make you feel all kinds of emotions that the book was written to have you feel. So, yes, all of that and a motherfucking bag of chips. Okay? Yes. And so, to answer the question, the gentleman asked, when's the next book coming out? Okay, so I guess I better get into the lab, right? So y'all know I spent the last 3 or 4 months writing the actual podcast. So now I am back in the lab. I am currently in the meat and potato and the heart of chapter 2 of the next book. I've got an aggressive timeline that I'm pushing myself to get it out because I want to have this book out before the year is out. And that means during having it already edited, all of that stuff, right? That's my goal, to have all of that stuff done. So the next book, prayerfully, will be released and ready by the end of the year. And then I want to include audio in that too. So I'm believing that E. Kane will read the next one. And because it's only fitting, it's a sequel to the first. So it's only fitting to have the same person narrate. But that's neither here nor there. We're not that far in the future yet. But these have been your church announcements. And I guess I feel a little bit blessed. And hoping that you're not feeling a little bit like, where's the podcast? Because normally it's blessed because, listen, before I would only take about 2 minutes to go over some things because I was just introducing the podcast and there weren't a lot of things going on. So now I'm here into, to be honest, it's like 9 minutes and I haven't started the podcast yet, but don't worry, babies, I got y'all. So now I've got shit that I can actually share with y'all that I'm bringing into this world and birthing and events and shit like that. So I got a lot of stuff going on. So I apologize if the church announcements were a little bit lengthy, but that means that my territory is being enlarged. So I'm very, very, very grateful for that. Now, you can follow me on social media on Instagram at @Jaylana_Stevette. I also have a Facebook author page, fan page, Jaylana Stevette, the author, which is growing by leaps and bounds. And it is continuing to grow now because, yeah, things have been opened up for me. So I'm excited. People are starting to really, really catch the vibe. And you can also follow me on Twitter where I keep it nice and hot at @J_Stevette. Well. So now that we got all of those amazing pleasantries out of the way, let's dive right into the podcast, what you came to hear and listen to, the continuance from the last episode. Here we are, minding the pussy that pays you, part one. That was a whole lot of peace. So Jay, I'm gonna say this again one more time for you, girl. You don't have to live your life like her. Your experiences with men are totally different than hers. Didn't she just stop seeing 7? You mean 6 + 1? Bitch, you know I don't do that shit. Okay. Just figure out your own pussy is all I'm saying. So, I need to mind the pussy that pays me? Yeah, if you want to put it like that, mind the pussy that pays you. And just like that, I decided to take Boo Boo Kitty off punishment. She was absolutely delighted to hear the news. I decided when I got home, some good dick was in order. Keisha and I spent the rest of the sleepover laughing, drinking, and celebrating the official release of the cookie. I left Keisha's house and promised to keep her informed on when and where the cookie was released. I also wanted to catch up with Tammy and Kamara to fill them in on my decision. But I had to remember that this was my pussy. And I would mind it if not allow it or my girlfriends to determine what I did with it. So I'm minding my own pussy. So I'm minding and tending to it. Not allowing my girlfriends to determine what I do with Boo Boo Kitty. So in the meantime, Boo Boo Kitty and I had a lot of things to hash out. Boo Boo Kitty and I would have to have some pussy negotiations. Well, look at you exerting your independence, Jay. Well, look at you excited about that fact. Oh, absolutely, Jay. It has been way too long that I've been playing with electronic devices. I need a real man, Jay. Living, breathing, and fantastic. So yes, negotiations are in order. Shall we begin?
Not yet, Kitty. I want to check in with my girls first.
I'll give you that. But I already know the perfect penis. And I think you'll agree.
You do, Kitty? Well, remember, these are negotiations. So you'll have to consider my options as well.
Don't I already know that, Jay? But I also know what you like. And I know that you will be pleased.
Well, Kitty, there's so much to consider.
Oh, don't start with that sentimental shit, Jay. Trust me. As a matter of fact, I'll let you have the floor first. Open the pussy negotiations, per se.
At that moment, my phone rang. It was Tammy. The timing was perfect for a couple of reasons. One, I still wasn't prepared to address the elephant in the room via her new lucrative side hustle. And number two, it was a nice distraction from Boo Boo Kitty, who was getting on my nerves. That bitch thinks she knows it all. And plus, yeah, I want to get y'all up to speed. Remember, in season one, the season finale, we found out that Tammy was a money launderer. So I knew that she wouldn't talk about this over the phone. So she's calling me. So we wouldn't have to address that at this time. And then again, Boo Boo Kitty is getting on my nerves about these fucking pussy negotiations. So back to the story. The phone rang. It was Tammy, and it was perfect timing.
Hey, Tammy. Hey, sissy. How was your sleepover?
It was really fun. We drank, smoked some bomb-ass weed, and shared a little tea, honey. I also have decided to let Boop Boop Kitty
meow
out for some entertainment. Sissy, I am unleashing the cookie from the cookie jar.
Wow, sissy. So no more experiment?
What made you come to that conclusion? Well, it has been a while. How long has it been anyway?
Over 2 months. Oh my, sissy. Yes, girl. That long.
So, I'm long overdue. So, of course, with the experiment comes the results, right?
Exactly.
So, Jay, was there anything that you learned?
And inquiring minds want to know, would you ever do it again?
Well, Tammy, if we go by the rules of the experiment, I definitely learned that keeping the cookie in the cookie jar doesn't guarantee that I'll have a bae, as Kamara had suggested. Or perhaps I focused on the wrong guy because it was easier considering he was in another state. But I also wanted to set the playing field up exactly the same as Kamara did, so that I could show her results, you know, so the results wouldn't be skewed, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Damien is in Texas. That's right. And so, you were talking about Bobby, right? Bobby in the ATL. Girl, yes. But like I said, my results definitely were not the same. So I began to fill Tammy in on the details of the near miss cookie. And how, if you didn't hear the events of the near miss cookie, you want to tune back to episodes 5 and 6 to the tap and the day after, where I talked about how his tongue was trash and how I had to give him the whole tap. And then how he also lied and was a con artist. And how I was fake asleep and heard him kick a whole bitch out of his house. Tammy says, "Well, damn, sissy. Yeah, y'all's experience was definitely not the same. Not by a long shot. Kamara had a man handing out checks while I had one asking for a check. So that's the first thing that I learned. That, although playing the field may be the same, the playing field, it's like the playing field may be the same, but the players will never be. One might be a player and one might not be. So my experience was always going to be different than Kamara's or any woman for that matter. So that being said, I decided to mind the pussy that pays me. Minding the pussy that pays you, sissy? Why, yes, minding the pussy, Tammy, that pays me. My pussy, my rules, minding my own business. Ah, minding the pussy that pays you. Exactly, Tammy. Why should I spend my time worrying about what another woman does with her pussy when I clearly need to tend to mine? Every woman needs to mind her own pussy. Sheree always says that plants are a reflection of ourselves and we practice self-care. Well, so is our pussy. Can I get an amen, Jay? Oh, praise him, girl. Hallelujah. I looked down and shook my head at Boo Boo Kitty and forged on with the conversation. If our pussy is a reflection of us, we must care for it. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His troops keep marching on. I whisper to Boo Boo Kitty to behave herself. Tammy interrupts my thoughts. Okay, so self-care for the pussy. I'm for that. Like, totally. Yeah. So only I know what my pussy needs. And my pussy may need different things than yours does, sis. So, minding the pussy that pays you is a part of self-care. I'm down, sissy. So let me say this. I think it's amazing what's happening with Kamara. Her life is budding, and she's got a brand new man, and all of these things are just great, right? But don't let her pussy determine your bag, sis. Like you said, your pussy, your rules. If your life doesn't involve just one dick right now, it's okay. It's your life, your rules. I was grateful to hear that. Sometimes, although we are single, as women, we can be judged in how single and free we are with our pussy. Meanwhile, men seem to get a pass. I enjoy being single, and I also enjoy having the company of more than one dick. To be honest, I had singular dick for years upon years. Who made the rules anyway that we are supposed to have one dick at a time? Sissy, did you hear me? I think I missed the last part. I was saying that I had a reason for calling Sissy. I had a reason. Austin and I feel like we need a do-over with you ladies. In a couple of weeks, we want to fly you and Kamara to a secluded spot for a little R&R with us. Secluded? Now that sounds interesting. Oh, it will be. And we can relax and catch up on everything you missed out on previously. I knew exactly what Tammy meant. It wasn't hard to pick up on. If you can recall from season one, the episode finale, again, I found out my girl was laundering or counting money. What the what? But anywho, Tammy wanted to be able to give us the tea in a manner that was private, but also exclusive. Now that, I was definitely down with. Oh, you know I'm in. Spa days are definitely my kind of days. But good luck peeling Kamara away from her crazy job. That beautiful new home and that amazing new man of hers. Oh, I called her first, Sissy. Oh, really? Yes. And that being said, she is definitely down for some relaxation. So, I'll hit you later this week with the details. Smooches! And just like that, the three of us had a spa day arranged. So, I decided to call Kamara and catch up.